Hey there, everybody, lovers, loves, lovelies. Thank you for coming back to the What Will Millennials Say podcast. It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I am making my way. I'm in my car again, so this podcast is coming from my car. I'm on my way to a bathhouse to soak and sweat in the sauna and the steam room like I always do. That's a part of my self-care regimen. I've been doing it for, at this point, 19 years, and I also support clients in using sweating and detoxification as a way to love on themselves and heal. So, I want to talk tonight about daddy. I want to talk tonight about daddy. Daddy was coming through and I said, you know what? Let me hop up on the podcast and see what comes up to talk about. So, I want to talk about daddy. I want to talk about why so many men take delight in being called daddy. Where that may come from, where that may need to go, how it impacts the psyche, and the women, including myself, who refer to men as daddy, poppy, and the like. What is it all about? When did it start? Like, I wonder, because I've never heard my mother refer to a man as daddy. Her father transitioned when she was like 8 years old. So that wasn't something I witnessed for her. And I never witnessed her calling my father or any other man daddy. And my mom is a baby boomer, right? 65 years old. And I don't know my, like, father's family. Clearly, they called their father daddy, but I didn't hear any daddy popping off for like my uncles and stuff, so I don't know where the daddy comes from, or what generation. I know, so I am Gen X, and in my generation, men started wanting to be called daddy. I'm not sure if the origin is women wanting to call men daddy or men wanting to be called daddy. So I'm not blaming this on men and saying that men originated it. What I'm saying is that there's never been a time in my life where I woke up, looked at a man. I don't care how long we were together, how much dick he was giving me, and how well he was slinging it. I never, ever was like, yo, I'm going to call you daddy. You're my daddy. So, but that's me. Right, so because I didn't originate it doesn't mean that it wasn't originated by a woman. So what I'm thinking and feeling about it right now is that it's really strange that a lot of men who do not have daddies and do not have the relationship with a father figure to learn what it means to be a daddy, what is required to be a daddy and to have that title, like, they don't know firsthand. So I'm wondering if it is a way of reclaiming their own, you know, relationship with the daddy archetype, because a daddy is an archetype. A daddy is an archetype. A daddy is a father. For me, a father who actually is there for his children, caring for his children, present with his children, active with his children, nurturing his children, providing for his children, okay? That's what a dad is versus a father who is really like solely biological, you know, something on the birth certificate, you know, it's you donated some genes, some sperm. And that makes you a father, but it doesn't make you a dad or a daddy. And so I'm really, really curious about it. I know in my past, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay, in my past, I have called a man who I was platonic with, who had, I had a really intimate platonic relationship with, who was a caregiver for me. I mean, like, come and change light fixtures, caregiver, in my home, like, my children called him uncle, uncle, because he was an uncle to them, and I saw him as a brother, but I called him daddy, because he cared for me. He really showed up and held space as, like, the divine, what is now called the divine masculine. He really exemplifies what the divine masculine is. So to me, the divine masculine is daddy, like sky god, you know, like sky daddy, like god in the sky type shit, but on earth, an embodiment of that. So I do recall having a platonic relationship with someone and calling him daddy from time to time. It's a little kinky now that I think about it. His wife was not having it when he got married. She was like, why did she call you daddy? Girl, you know why I call him daddy. The same reason why you call him daddy. But anyway, that's not a handle there. I digress. So I'm like, all right. Fast forward to 2023. There are innumerable relationships where women are referring to the men as daddy for a number of reasons. One, as a manipulation tactic. I said it. It is what it is. You know, knowing that that's what his ego desires. So she just called him that, and she gets what she wants and gets what she needs when she calls him daddy. Okay. Then there are women who do not have a daddy, and whatever provision that this man is offering, it is the closest thing to a daddy that she has ever experienced in her life. So she rolls with it. All right. This is a man she can trust, rely on, confide in. He takes care of her. That's her daddy. Right. And then we have these situations where dudes who ain't doing shit for ya. You hear me? They ain't doing shit for ya. But they want to be called daddy. They insist on it and get mad if you don't do it. But they are not really daddies. And I guess they might be daddy when they flinging the dick. You know, they give you the dick down, and it's, you know, daddy is like sweet surrender, unabated, freaking bliss, you know, and then it's like, yes, daddy. Which is still interesting when you think about it. It's a little weird. So, like, what is up? What is up with the daddy business? Why are we calling guys who don't have any children daddy? Guys who are not appropriately fathering themselves or us daddy. What's the craze about, and when will it pass, and when will it fade? Because it was king, and that was getting on my nerves. King was getting on my nerves, honey, calling nobody that nonsense. And now it's daddy. Was that like a 50 Shades of Grey thing? Is that what did it? Is it linked to BDSM? And like submission, the way that a child submits to an elder? I'm very curious. Lele has questions. Because it doesn't make any sense when you think about it. Think about it. One of the major issues in our community is coming from a fatherless home. It is an epidemic. And so if we know that there are no dads in these homes where these men are saying, you know, they're being raised and they're coming up, and there's no dad role model or mentor, then aside from them attempting to create this fake ass identity and have women bow down and bend over to be small to them, just seems like a sexualized patriarchal mishmash of bullshit. Bullshit. I don't hear men calling women mommy. And if they did, it would be weird. Now, it could be cultural, you know, like people of Hispanic origin refer to each other as mommy and poppy, and it's endearing, and it is endearing, and it's your son could be poppy, you know. Mommy is your daughter, could be mommy. It's really like a masculine feminine term of endearment that transcends age and generation in the culture, right? But it kind of makes sense because their men actually stay home in terms of like raising the children and helping to secure the family structure. So, okay, yep, I'm gonna call you daddy. I'm gonna call you poppy. I'm gonna call you poppy chulo. I'm gonna call you every one of those things because it makes sense. So I don't know if it's linked to that and it trickled over into the hood. And I mean, do Caucasian people call each other, want their women to call them daddy too? I don't know, because as a black woman and a brown woman, technically. And so I know that's what's going on around here in these brown and black streets. That I can attest to. So, I'm really curious. I really would love to hear perspective and dialogue about it. From a kinky standpoint, I get it. And I love kink. And I love kinky things. But, I mean, outside of the kink, which is like really awesome taboo stuff, what is it all about? What is it all about? What is it all about? You know? And how many daddies can a girl have? That's kind of the question as well. Like, how many daddies could a girl have? Because if this man wants me to call him daddy, and then the next man I deal with wants me to call him daddy, I don't have no kids with these people. But I got a lot of daddies. I'm just, you know, it's one of those inquiring minds want to know. So please, anyone who has clarity on it, drop a comment, a message here on Spotify. Give me some feedback. Let's talk about it. I mean, I could say I'm not going to do it anymore and then it not be my business and it not be an issue, but I call my man daddy. And I don't like the idea of it. I don't like, when I think about it, it actually is unsettling to me. And so I've remixed it creatively to call him something else. And now, in his defense, he really is a good daddy. He's really a good daddy. He's attentive, present, nurturing, comforting, a provider. He's communicative, things like that. But daddy is still weird to me. It's a little weird. So I've changed it into something cute, endearing, and personal, more personal, that can possibly be daddy-ish, but it's not daddy. So yeah, tell me, who's your daddy? That's all I got for y'all. Just a quick in and out. I'm going to thank you for tuning in again. And make sure you come back. Come back, because I have much to talk about and toss around with you. And if you are looking for me on Instagram, I am monarch_of_loving on IG. That is the only place you can find me on social media. And I am available for consultations of the relationship kind. I am available for spiritual consultations as well. I am also a certified hypnotist and a certified holistic health consultant, supporting men and women in living juicier, more harmonic lives down here on this planet. I love you all so, so much, and we will talk again soon.